understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd! 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard. Chris with the ones and twos.
ESPN says it's MegaCast coverage of LSU's win over Clemson and CFP National Champion drew 25,588,000 viewers, up 1% from last year. This year's college football playoff averaged 21.646 million viewers, up 4%. LSU Clemson will probably end up as the third most watched college football playoff championship, according to ESPN.
So it's okay to have two teams from the Southeast. The rest of the country will watch.
Well, at this point, that's all we're getting year in and year out.
Right. That's what college football is.
I mean, this is our fourth year in a row getting teams from the Southeast.
Yeah.
You went Bama, Clemson, Bama, Georgia, yeah. Bama, Clemson.
Can I give you my nuts to so early college football playoff for next year?
How many teams are you going to have?
Four.
Yeah.
I can only have four.
Well, I know that.
I would love to hold this over your head for the next
year. We're going to write this down now?
Oh, and if he wants to throw something out, I'll write it down.
Absolutely.
Not so early. Again, this is before. I have, with the condition, I will amend it right now. I have a right to change my mind if anybody gets hurt in training camp or something crazy happens. Of course, that could mean a lot of things, depending on what I feel is crazy. But this is not any particular order. So I'm not, you know, when I put these four teams in there,
yeah,
it's not any particular order per se.
All right, we're not seeding.
No, we're not. No, we're not seeding.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, give me a second here.
All right. By the way, Chris got me a Snickers bar during the break. He said, "I'm just not myself today." I didn't think I was like cranky Snickers guy in the commercial. I just was just a little spay. I've been up since like 3 a.m. because I did First and Last this morning on ESPN Radio, and I may have made a few statistical errors, in my opinions, on the show today. Possibly. I'm not conceding anything.
Well, we figured it out. Otis, too, brought it up to the mile of, really, from San Francisco to Southwest Florida.
Yeah, just, from sea to,
well,
sea to shining sea.
I thought O.J. played for the 49ers for 1 year. It was two. I thought he was born in L.A. It was San Francisco.
Born and raised.
I don't condone you guys saying I made an error about Georgia. The ceiling is five again.
Well, that's been proven.
Because the Vegas says next year they get the fifth highest chance to win the championship.
That's because Jake Fromm left. Otherwise, they'd probably be third.
But he did leave. So
yeah, I know that. But they don't know who. They have a bunch of five-star studs at quarterback. So
well, they'll be ranked fifth again next year.
No.
Sorry. Fact. All right. Do you have your list?
My list is as follows. And this is top four, right off the top of my head. If Trevor Lawrence decides to come back, Clemson.
Well, he has to come back.
I'm saying if he said, if our theory that maybe he would sit out and not play.
Well, you got a lot of hedges here. You haven't even started your list.
It's a sticky note. I can't make that many hedges. Right.
Let's just say Clemson.
Clemson, Alabama, Florida. Clemson, Alabama, Florida. And
I like the Florida pick.
Yep.
I like Florida next year.
Yep.
And?
A couple teams.
Are you flipping a coin over four or five?
No, I'm just
Georgia and who?
No.
You're deciding between Georgia and who? Admit it.
It's Ohio State.
Oh, no, I can't put three SEC teams in. I would love to.
Well, you would love to.
But I can't. But I can't. I'm going to go.
Buckeyes.
Nope.
Yeah. Michigan.
No.
Come on, go Michigan.
No, I'm going to go Ohio State.
All right. So repeat that, please.
Clemson,
yes.
Alabama,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State, and Florida.
Yep.
Florida, Ohio State. Yep. That's my not so early Final Four next year.
All right.
Pains me not to go with LSU again, but.
No, it's going to be tough to replace
tough. It's tough.
56 yeah. touchdowns from Joe Burrow.
Although Vegas has Clemson 2-1 favorites, Alabama 4-1, LSU 9-2, Ohio State 7-1. Mm. That's your top four in Vegas. Georgia promptly at their number five.
My thinking outside the box again is with Florida. I think they're going to make that jump again. Two tough losses last year, and they would have had a shot to beat anybody.
Well, look,
they played LSU, probably the toughest of anybody. I mean, into the fourth quarter,
nobody
played them tougher than Florida. That game was tied with like 5.5 minutes to go.
Where's your Boise State?
You laugh. But it would have been interesting. Yes. They had two goofy losses. No, I'm saying they're not
going to get. That's 20% of their schedule.
Two losses, you're out.
They're not getting into the playoff, but they would have been. They would have created discussion.
Hmm. All right.
A buzz. And I just hope that somebody, one or two teams in one of the smaller conferences, non-power fives, goes undefeated again. Hopefully can do it. Very tough to do it. And create more discussion.
All right. Where does your chaos theory begin? That's going to be your assignment for tomorrow, looking ahead. Well, we don't have the schedules yet. You can't do that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Chicken Salad says, what about Auburn? How about that?
Soup, how can you say, Pete, with the kiss of death on Florida, did you not know what I have done this year in college football? I nailed it from August all the way. Kiss of death, my butt. Please.
Soup, he did call LSU Clemson in August. I mean, even a broken clock is right twice a day. I gave it to him.
I've got some post-it notes that I motioned to take off the board.
Okay.
I want to run them by
should
you guys
we do
first.
Now, or should we do our little sports center?
No, I don't care about that. Let's do this. This was just on December 12th at 4:16. Pete Shepard said Jake Fromm will be a Heisman finalist if he goes back to school,
which he didn't.
He didn't. Not, so I feel like I can throw that away.
Yeah,
it seems like that's a wrong column.
No, that's a right column. He's so good, he doesn't want to play for Georgia anymore.
Once again, Pete Shepard, December 3rd, 3:27. Ron Rivera will be the coach of the Browns. That was wrong.
Yeah. That was wrong. Oh, hold on.
They never even interviewed him.
Wait a minute. We just spent a better part of an hour talking about how I'm wrong. We're racking up a list for Pete here. I just want to point that out.
You cannot count Jake Fromm. Believe me.
Let us not throw stones when we live in a glass house, because Craig, on October 18th at 3:08, you said Von Miller will be a Lion.
I was a little off on that one.
I just like the times. 3:08.
Craig?
Yes.
March 11th, 3:54, Lions will win an NFC wild card spot. Can we put that one to bed?
Let's burn that one.
Okay. And April 18th, I'm sorry I did not put the time down here. Pete said that the Bucs will win 10 games this year. Chris and Craig said 6.5.
What did we end up with?
Seven.
Seven.
Nailed it!
Pretty close, right? So I motioned to throw all those away. Yeah, are we okay? Right.
So a lot of wrong Pete Sheppers. I just want to point that out.
No, please. And one that will stand behind me. Craig, on October 14th, quote, Georgia's ceiling is number 5. And once again, we find out today in the final AP poll, as I said, they are 4.
Which has nothing to do with what
ceiling,
I was talking about last
crumbled.
Year. You're putting words in my mouth again. I'm not going to stand for it. Not,
and crumbled.
Not going to do it. Time now for cracked Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris. He's probably not even ready. Oh, wow. Wrong again.
Come at me. College basketball tonight, 99.3 ESPN. We're going to have the Florida Gators hosting the Ole Miss Rebels starting, did I say at 6:30?
Sure.
It starts at 6:30. Doubleheader on ESPN, first up at 7, number 3, Duke hosts Clemson, followed by 6th-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma in Norman. FS1 at 7 has number 21, Ohio State, hosting Nebraska, followed by 14th-ranked Nova taking on DePaul, and the Pittsburgh Penguins get the captain back, Sid the Kid, back on the ice tonight.
All right. Very good.
Tomorrow night, maybe.
What do you mean?
No, tonight. They take on Minnesota. Well,
which is it? Okay.
No, tonight.
Got to know which game's going on.
July 7th at 4:09, Jason from Naples said, Pete said FSU will win the ACC. Absolutely not.
Never said that.
I said Clemson and Miami would probably play for the...
July 7th, 4:09, Pete said FSU will win the ACC.
Never. I would never
Pete wasn't here on July 7th.
Keep in mind,
that's right. I wasn't here on July 7th.
You weren't here on July 7th.
Keep in mind, it's Jason from Naples who throws a goal Knowles up there on the text line every day. It's just revisionist history. That's all it is.
Oh, Super Paul. Soup said, it's just when people pick Florida... They never win. It's not me. Okay.
Yeah.
But since I picked him, lock it in, baby.
All right. So we had ourselves a national championship last night, LSU, with a pretty handy win over Clemson, 42-25. Here was your final call last night on LSU Radio.
LSU will snap it one more time. 32 seconds. Joe Burrow, again, the snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU. A team of destiny and a team for ages. Celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome. capturing the national title and snapping a 29-game win streak for Dabo Swinney and Clemson.
All right. So a lot of people after the game analyzing it, saying that LSU is the best team ever, which I think
tough to
it's
say
hard
that.
To do.
I think they're one of the, you know, but it's tough in errors, comparing errors. We went through this earlier in the show.
We had it on our poll, right?
We had it on our poll, which I will update.
I hate that line. Team of destiny. Isn't every team a team of destiny? You're going to fulfill your destiny, and it is what it is, right?
I don't
like it.
I don't know how LSU was a team.
I don't get it. They didn't have a bunch. I mean, they were awesome. They were awesome.
You're awesome, and you didn't get injured, and you were able to get to the finish line and deliver.
Destiny.
I guess.
I don't know about that. It's great for Ed Orgeron. I mean, they should make a movie about him.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would love a season on the Brink type behind the scenes book.
Oh, that's coming.
Follow him for a year.
He'll probably have three books.
I think that would be a fantastic idea.
He'll get specials. They'll do 30 for 30s. It's got to be. He's probably
who's that
for Ed Orgeron? They're going to beat the door down to get to him as for
books. Whoa! What? Why?
I didn't say anything.
No. People can't see the look on your face.
You roll your eyes,
Mister. Oh. I love Nick Saban in Alabama. I'm sorry. There's a new sheriff in town.
There's not a new sheriff in town. The sheriff in town is leaving and going to Cincinnati. Ed Orgeron isn't out there throwing anything. Ed Orgeron was the coach 2 years ago as well. How'd that fare?
Calling it right now, 516, back-to-back, LSU. No, actually, don't write
that. When you think about where he was at Mississippi when LSU won the title last time, they were 3-9, I think. He won no conference games.
His whole life.
He's perfect for that job. Yeah, it's a
great
story.
Perfect for that job, but they didn't want him. He wasn't their first pick. He lost to Troy for crying out loud, and they were ready to fire him again. And since that Troy loss, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he really was the right guy. But sometimes you don't know you have the right guy.
And we had USC people claim what off the record. We didn't like him because of the way he talked.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, how do you like me now?
Well, that's not the only time that's.
Yeah, but that's
the way a coach is off the field has impacted.
I mean, it's just.
Oh, I agree with you. But does Ed Orgeron work in L.A.? I don't know if Ed Orgeron works to this level in Los Angeles. It's perfect in Baton Rouge. Mm. It could not be a more tailored fit coach to school.
You're right. Go Tigers.
No, I'm serious.
I hear it works perfect.
Like, I don't think Ryan Day necessarily, who I think is a pretty good coach and looks right now like he's a pretty good recruiter. I don't know if Ryan Day can go anywhere in the country and have it work. But at Ohio State, it seems to be a nice match. He's got roots there. Like, it seems to work. You could put, and I'm not saying this because it's him, but you could put like a Nick Saban kind of anywhere in the country.
Except Miami.
And it would work.
Yeah.
At the college level.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair. I absolutely believe that.
I just think it's the perfect marriage between Ed Orgeron, LSU. Ed Orgeron's never going to have a bunch of other schools beating down the door to hire him.
What?
Ed Orgeron?
Nobody's going to beat down the doors to hire him?
He won't leave LSU. And I think everybody knows that.
Well, say he has a
dream job.
Monster year next year and some...
9 years
even
from now.
Even an NFL team.
From now, he'll be fired. Nobody lasts forever.
Somebody comes knock, pounding on the door and offers him a whole crap load of money. What's he making now?
LSU's going to make it. He's going to be the highest paid.
He will get
guy.
An extension, right? I'm
expecting, he won't be the highest paid.
But I'm expecting by the end of the week, he will get a major extension. Now, that means really nothing. He'll get a few more millions of dollars total on his contract. But that doesn't mean you stay. We've seen it too many times.
Well, he probably
but for him,
bonus.
I mean, I think he's going to be here. I think he's going to be at LSU a while.
I hope he is.
What if a pro team comes pounding on? What Jerry Jones hates Mike McCarthy comes pounding
on? Ed Orgeron, his current deal's $3.5 million a year through 2021.
Going up.
Oh, it'll go up. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Right now, the Indiana football coach makes more than that. Makes four.
Mm. Really?
With his new contract?
Yeah.
And he's still the lowest paid guy in the Big Ten. Or second. Yeah. He's got to be making more than three. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. Three and a half.
Ed Orgeron, that's why I got to have a ham sandwich instead of a steak. I'm only making $3 million a year.
He goes, we're simple folks. We're just going out. And I don't go out.
I need a raise.
I don't go out and do that stuff. I don't go out.
Go Tigers.
I love him.
It's fantastic.
I really do. The picture this year, or the little tweet that came out of him running on the beach after his grandson or something. and then just took a
nosedive
on the
baseline.
Yeah.
Speaking of faceplant, right when LSU was coming out on the field last night, you see the cameraman who had the shot?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Just bit it, and the team ran right over
right
him.
Over him.
You know what? I didn't have it on at that point.
Really?
Yeah. I turned it on like 30 seconds into the game.
How was The Bachelor, Chris?
No, I didn't watch any of The Bachelor. I'll watch that tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm not afraid to tell people my viewing habits on TV.
I know.
I'll catch up with
Matt. I'll watch The Bachelor tonight.
The only network show I've kind of got into last year, and it's in the second season, episode 2 tonight. Yeah, well, last night, but it's on Hulu, so I don't have to watch the stupid commercials. It's Manifest.
I tried it.
Yeah, I went through the whole thing. I was skeptical about it. I got caught up in it, so I'm in.
Hey, that's why.
I'm in.
I always recorded it and had to fast forward through it. And at some point, you just say enough is enough, Chris.
This is
2019. We
Hulu's
can't be
awesome.
Fast forward.
It's actually 2020.
No, Hulu. That's why.
Oh, this
Hulu
was back last year.
Every network show and no commercials.
Yeah. Is The Bachelor on?
Yeah.
See, I feel like tonight I could take a night off from TV. I know it's a foreign concept to Pete. But I don't know if my TV ever makes it on tonight, unless I want to catch some NBA.
Oh, so what would you do?
On.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, again,
don't say
not to belabor.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
I've been up
right.
since 2 a.m. doing first and last this morning. I might go to bed early.
That's fair. But you won't, like, put the TV on and be like, let me put on the WNBA game tonight.
Let's see what you could watch tonight.
New CBA with the WNBA. They're making real money now.
Paid maternity leave.
Yeah, $215,000. Went up $100,000.
Yeah.
Nobody watches. 8 p.m. on NBA TV, Houston at Memphis. And then 10:30, Dallas and Golden State. I know you got shekels on that one. The early game on FS1 is Nebraska and Ohio State. ESPN has Duke Clemson.
It's a solid game. ESPN. Clemson can go.
Yeah. ACC Network has Louisville Pitt.
What's on the Big Ten Network tonight?
Hang on a second. 8 o'clock CBS Sports, VCU, which is the Commonwealth at Dayton. That's going to be a good game. VCU is a good team. Oops.
Fumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that your glasses? Or
just lost glasses. Reading glasses.
They're ready to bust. Mm. DePaul at Nova, as you said, it's a good game tonight. DePaul is a pretty good team this year. It's 12-4. And that line's very high.
Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock has the Iowa Hawkeyes going to Northwestern.
See, I don't need to watch that. I just might call it
Maryland, a day. Maryland, Wisconsin at 9 o'clock. That should be a dandy.
Ooh, an 11 o'clock tip on ESPN2. The seventh ranked San Diego State Aztecs.
I told Craig about this one. Now they're favored by this. This might be my pick. They beat Fresno State early January. They played New Year's Day and they beat them by 9. But Fresno State's 5-11. They're terrible, but they've had a bunch of like 3 points or less losses.
Really,
but I think San Diego State, which. That kid on that team, what's his name? Malachi. It's a great
17-0.
They're 17-0.
So what are you taking tonight? Points?
I'm taking probably San Diego State. They should be able to win by double digits. I'm saying this. They beat them by 9 at home at San Diego State back on January 1st.
7 of Fresno State's 11 losses have come within 7 points.
Told you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A lot of
close games.
Yeah. And San Diego State was one of their, they lost by 9.
All right. Since we did mention the Big Ten Network, just real quick, I'm going to throw it out there because this is probably going to be a thing. Okay. Isaiah Humphreys is a former Penn State football player. He is suing Penn State, saying that James Franklin ignored sexual hazing that was going on. Others would call it just sexual harassment.
Yep. Maybe this is one of my top 5 red alerts today.
There were players that say, we are going to Sandusky you, obviously referring to Jerry Sandusky, who was raping little boys in the shower of the locker room back in the Joe Paterno era and is in jail now. They were, what were they doing?
Their
sexual organs in his face and all that kind of stuff.
And apparently Franklin, his coaching staff, allegedly not only ignored the situation, but retaliated in response to Humphreys coming forward. Humphreys claims he was asked to do impossible conditioning drills and slandered when he tried to transfer out of the program. He also alleges that Lucetta threatened to have him killed for coming forward. Yeah. How about that?
So you're Penn State's president right now and the AD. You'd love James Franklin.
Yep.
The program has come back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
They do not ever want to go backward.
Well, Billy O'Brien really helped him come back.
He did.
From the dead.
He did. But I'm just saying.
And Hackenberg.
They don't want to go backwards and go through that whole Joe Paterno thing again. What do you do?
You got to be proactive here and do something immediately.
Do you think Franklin might get fired?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm not questioning you.
Oh, no, I mean, don't you?
This is a very serious situation.
Investigation has to happen.
That's why I want to mention it to our listeners right now, because don't be surprised if we're talking about
this. They better do it internally, otherwise creepy Mark Emmert's going to get his FBI people to come in, you know, bug the place, and that could take godly knows how long, but... I wonder if they're going to try to pay the guy off. I mean, this is pretty serious.
Yeah.
Not pretty. It's very serious. The allegations are. Hmm. Now, and you always have it in the back of your mind. Is a kid making it up because he's mad at somebody? It seems the way the story was presented, the way I read it, it seems pretty legit to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's out there. It's breaking the
hazing day. Still goes on in colleges. They all say they're all against it. No bullying, no hazing, all that stuff. I mean, it used to be just tie the guy to the goalposts and...
There's hazing, there's bullying, yes. But now this is sexual assault.
Yes, this is
this is sexual assault. And if he knew about it and let it go, talk about James Franklin, I don't see an out here.
Took place in several areas on campus, as you said, Lash Building, Humphreys, just wrestle him to the ground, throw the junk in the face and say all that nasty stuff.
All right. Well, I just want to make everybody aware of it because I'm sure this is not the first time we're going to be mentioning it. In the meantime, more of your reaction to what you saw last night. College football season is over. LSU winning convincingly over Clemson. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Sheeman and Shepard on a Tuesday here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
It almost sounds Christmassy.
Yeah, a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is this?
It's the Doors and Skrillex.
Not the Doors.
Yeah, the Doors.
The Doors?
Yeah.
The Doors and who?
Breaking a Sweat? I don't know. I searched the Doors and the Doors
you
came up with Skrillex.
And
like
Skrillex?
Jim Morrison Doors? Is this a remix or something?
Well, yeah, it would be a remix.
Oh, this is sampling the Doors. This is a more current band. It sounds like Mannheim Steamroller. It sounds like Christmas.
I don't know what that means, Mannheim Steamroller.
It's a big Christmas
thing. You know the song. You definitely know it. Dan, you know the Bud Light commercial that did all the houses, the lights, and the theme music for it?
I know that commercial.
That's the song in the background. You'd know it.
No, that's actually Mannheim. That is the other band you're thinking of, the Siberian
Orchestra. But I know the one you're thinking of, too. It's kind of this, both
Siberian.
The same kind of genre.
Sounds cold.
Yeah. That is cold. All right, Pete Shepard, do you have a college football list for us here?
Yes, I do.
All right. May we go ahead and set it up?
Yeah.
And now, a list.
Final bowl records by conference based on winning percentage.
All right.
SEC, number one at 8-2, 80%.
That is 80%. Fact. Nailed it.
SB. So, what's SB? What
am I missing? Super Bowl.
No. SB, 3-2, 60%.
Sunbelt.
Sunbelt, yeah, sorry. 3-2, 60%. AAC. It's with Memphis and...
Athletic. Let's go 4-3.
4-3, yep, 57%. Midwest. The Midwest.
2-2.
4-3, also 57%. Pac-12.
Losers.
No, it wasn't as bad as the Big 12. Let's go 4-4.
4-3.
Close.
57%. Big 10.
3-5.
Sub-500.
4-5. 44%. The MAC.
Oh, not good.
This is your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
2-4.
Nope, 3-4. Not bad. Not horrible.
Not good.
43%. Conference USA.
Who's in that conference now?
Oh, that's...
I don't know. It's changed so much. Used to be a fun conference to watch. I don't know. 2-2.
3-5.
Oh, more teams than I thought. Huh? Mm-hmm. How about that?
ACC.
I know they lost last night.
Yeah, but Clemson had a win. North Carolina beat the snot out of Temple.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apart from that, Virginia Tech, I'll say pretty bad. I'll go 3-5.
4-7.
Similar percentage.
The ACC was in 11 bowls this year?
Yes. Well, yeah, but Clemson had two of them.
Okay, so 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you Miami.
Hey, they were solid 6-6.
Bunch of horrible teams.
They were horrible.
Huh, that surprises me. That's the biggest shocker of the day.
Independents were 2-1 at 67%. And finally, the Big 12. Last place.
1-5.
1-5, 17%. That's given an automatic playoff berth.
Wow. How about that?
Not good.
Is that it?
That's it.
The season is over. That's a wrap. Well, what's the countdown until the start of the next college football season?
I don't know. Let me pull up the schedule real quick.
It's going to require some math. I might have to have it for you tomorrow. I don't feel like doing the math right now.
I can come up with this pretty
fast. I got it.
I know the Indiana-Wisconsin are going to open, I think, on August Friday night. I don't know if
that's that'll be one of the first games. And there's one. Who's playing early again in Dallas at Jerry's World?
Who's the big national marquee game to start?
It was okay. It was
Baylor and Ole Miss.
Baylor and Ole Miss, that's right. That's right. Yeah, but remember. Lane Kiffin.
The Lane train.
Yeah.
And we don't know who's coaching Baylor yet.
No.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
All right. Today's National Cesarean Section Day. How about that?
I was born C-section.
Were you really?
Yes, I was. My sister and I both were. Huh. So I leave the house through the window.
That's funny.
That's an old Stephen Wright joke. I cannot take credit.
Today is the Feast of the Ass.
The ass?
Well, it's a donkey. It's a biblical thing.
I know what it is.
Some people may not know.
I didn't know. I had a different picture. 228 days till the kickoff of the next college football season.
That seems like
it should be
August 29th, that weekend. That's like the week zero, I think.
That's fine.
The big game is from Dublin. That's in Ireland, folks. Yes. That's where Notre Dame takes on Navy. Other games, UCLA takes on New Mexico State.
Where's that?
In New Mexico State. UNLV faces Cal. Nevada takes on UC Davis. Arizona's at Hawaii, and New Mexico's at Idaho State.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a horrible lineup to start the season.
There's going to be some the next day.
But neutral site the following weekend, Saturday, September 5th, that's the good day. Alabama, USC, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Baylor, Ole Miss, NRG Stadium in Houston, Florida State, West Virginia in Atlanta, Georgia, Virginia in Atlanta on Monday.
Clay Helton has to open up against Alabama?
Yes, yeah, second time in 4 years.
Huh.
Now, this is interesting, Craig Sheeman.
Yes?
About 12 minutes ago, Gunpowder checked in on a Stony Brook text line and said, by the way, I caught the end of you this morning. You really think Florida wouldn't be able to compete with Clemson or Ohio State? Only team to really give LSU a fight, as we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Did you say that?
My last segment this morning on national radio, I did my exclamation point that we have all proven as the season concluded that the four-team playoff is perfect, needs no expansion, and I made my arguments that you all are familiar with here on this local show.
But that's not the question. Did you say that Florida would not be able to compete with Clemson or Ohio State?
I don't recall saying that specifically, but it was insinuated, yes.
Doesn't mean you didn't say
it. Do we have a
tape?
Do we go? Do we have it?
I can pull it. No, I don't have it.
I just want to see your face.
I'm not going to deny it. I don't know.
I don't know.
5:45.
Because out of
morning.
Everybody in the country, they played them the toughest from start to finish. And you can talk to me about Clemson's 10-point lead, and that's fine.
I know,
but in the end, Florida could have won that game.
I will say,
but they didn't.
I will say Alabama made it a single-digit game.
Okay, Alabama did. You're right.
Yeah.
And they made it a single-digit game, but was kind of
they both lost. So there.
But that's not the point. The point was about
competition. It's my point that losses mean things and we move on.
Yeah.
So 228 days till the next college football game, 235 days
until
real football weekend.
And that is, these are August dates or September?
So it's August 29th. That's that week zero. September 5th is week one.
All right. Then we got to pull up the Hall of Fame game because we do a countdown on when pro football actually starts preseason. You don't have to do it now unless you feel so inclined.
Middle of August, right?
But usually it's like August 5th-ish.
Oh, that's right, for the Hall of Fame game, yeah.
August 6th.
August 6th.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess about 200.
Do you know who's playing in that game?
25 days. I do not. Do you?
No, because schedules aren't out yet.
No.
Well, that was a trick question.
Hey! Got to stay on your P's and Q's.
I'm on my... Okay.
That's a saying, right? I don't know the origins of that. Got the origins of that?
Like,
let me know.
I dotting my I's and crossing my T's better, but you got to mind your P's and Q's.
Shake none some babies, kiss some hands.
How about none of your beeswax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is International Kite Day.
Ah, go fly a kite. Never could do that.
Started in India.
Kites?
I don't picture a lot of kites in India.
I see the kites on the beach.
I've never been
to
India. I can't give you an opinion one way or the other.
National Hot Pastrami Day. That's what pastrami sandwich. That's what we should have had for lunch today.
Ooh.
I had a Dave's Double.
Yeah.
From Wendy's.
Very nice.
Delicious. With the Sprite.
Yeah.
Medium. Not an animal.
And National Dress Up Your Pet Day. You ever dress up your pet? Halloween, Christmas, anything?
Not like real, like, we got her like these reindeer antlers that are pretty funny to put on her head, but she ends up just chewing them up.
Yeah. 847 says, Craig did a bang-up job this morning. I was very happy to hear his voice on my way home from work.
Right. Late shift. The last thing you said about Florida, though, was misleading.
It's just spewing the facts.
Blazed and Glazed is acting blazed right now. Texting
He's been off all day.
Oh, he's been off all day.
Or he's been on.
Bama sucks now.
Really?
11-2. Qualifies as sucks.
Wow. It's going to be rough. Your boy
He follows it up.
Yeah.
Stay current, guys. NHL, MLB, MLB, NBA, MLB, and the NFL playoffs. Well.
Right.
Playoffs.
Did we not cover all that today? Literally, we had hockey. I don't know if we did much NBA.
I don't think we did any NBA.
There really isn't much to do. We did hockey. We did WNBA, as a matter of fact.
We did
new collective bargaining agreement.
Yep.
We did. Getting a $100,000 raise.
Oh. Cyclone fan says, mind your P's and Q's as an idiom.
Yes.
Did you just call me an idiot? Goes back to when kids have to learn cursive and how similar... They could look if they wrote it wrong, or that would be incorrectly.
Lowercase p and lowercase q. I could see that. Yeah.
Gotcha. How do you write? I feel like Billy Madison right now. How do you write a lowercase q?
How do you write?
It's a little circle.
Do you find now that when you
go down in a backward loop on the bottom?
We have to sign anything, which is just mostly at bars and restaurants, but.
Yeah.
Do you find that your penmanship is, I have to really.
I scribble like a doctor.
Concentrate.
So do I. Actually, on my closing documents for my house, the lady told me I needed to write more legibly.
You said that's my signature.
I said, I can't do that.
You know what's hard is when you have to do the fake signature on the piece of plastic where your credit card is? That's impossible.
Sign with your finger.
Yeah, absolutely impossible.
Oh, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Blazed and Glazed and having a bad week. Thanks, guys. You're on my highlight. Okay, well, feel better, Blazed and Glazed.
And stay off the weed! Your week will
be
better.
Don't stay off that.
No?
No.
Is that what's making his week better?
I imagine it masks whatever pain he has.
Philly Kevin, yes, we talked about Brad Marchand, and yes, it was pathetic. Yeah. It was absolutely pathetic.
Yes.
But it should never come down to that. As I said, they're a tough team to figure out. They're really talented, but they are flawed.
They're an enigma.
They are an enigma. I've never seen a team like they blow 3 and 4 goals lead like it was nothing. They do it all the time.
Yep.
But
all right, listen. Anyway. I'm back, baby. Even though I was up early this morning, I crunched the numbers.
God, it's basic.
I've got a stone cold lock of the night for you if you want to increase your net worth, if you know what I'm saying. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by friends at Twin Peaks. Don't forget the Conor McGregor fight is coming up this weekend if you want to check that out. In the meantime, tonight, head on down there for some smoky ribs, a 29-degree beer at Twin Peaks. Each drinks in scenic views. All right, a couple of items on this day in history. It was Benedict Arnold's birthday, 1741.
Traitor!
Ben! Byron Leftwich, born in 1980, not a traitor.
No.
No. 1954, Joe DiMaggio got married to one Marilyn Monroe. It's her second marriage.
Norma Jean.
Didn't last.
Not good.
All right, here.
Cheated on him with Arthur Miller, if I'm not mistaken, with who wrote.
Artie.
Death of a Salesman.
Oh.
Breaking news.
All right, break. That's mine. That's what I was going to do for my.
Fine. Oh, okay. I'll step aside.
Yep.
My Stone Cold Lock of the Night. As we are 4-2 on the over-unders in the NBA, I'm back at it after taking a night off last night. The Suns-Hawks. Vegas has the over-under at 230.5. That is way too high, even by double figures, double digits.
Take the under.
All right.
All right.
Breaking news is happening right now. LSU offensive assistant Joe Brady has notified everybody that he plans to join Matt Rule's staff in Carolina. According to Adam Schefter, Brady, who's just 30 years old, partly responsible for overhauling the LSU offense, a big hire for the Panthers. That is gigantic.
Wow, Kyle. LSU back to the 1990s.
No three runs in the cloud dust.
Yeah, we'll see.
Also, I want to do the poll real quick, update the poll for us, which we had today. What's the greatest college football team you've ever seen? 2019 LSU Tigers, 2001 Miami Hurricanes, 1994 Nebraska Cornhuskers. Other, let us know. Almost 160 votes. 49% 2001 Miami Hurricanes, 35% 2019 LSU Tigers, 9% for Nebraska in 94, and other 7%.
All right.
Good job.
Very good. Chris, what you got?
All right, where did my pick go? Here we go. Three-game winning streak right here. Told you last night. What did I tell you last night? Pacers minus -2 against the Sixers. They won by like 6 or 7, something like that. It was kind of close. Another game tonight. It is a late game. Dallas laying 8 points at Golden State. These two teams have played twice this year. Dallas has scored 142 the first time, 141 the second time. They have two 20-point wins over Golden State in two games. Dallas is 12-5 against the spread on the road this year. Golden State has lost 8 in a row, including a 20-point loss to Memphis their last time out. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it's way too obvious, but I'll roll with it. Dallas minus -8 at Golden State tonight.
All right, sounds very solid. We'll compare notes tomorrow. Don't forget, stay tuned through the top of the hour. Another edition of the Sheeman and Shepherd Cash Grab. There'll be a new word for you to text in and your chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds. Go to the website, duncansdiamonds.com, or their three local locations here in Southwest Florida. I presume we will have Spain and company following us here tonight.
Yep, and then Gators basketball at 6:30.
Nice.
Mick Hubert with a call.
Taking on Ole Miss.
Play-by-play.
Lane Kiffin, the Lane Train.
The Lane Train.
It's
in Gainesville.
Gainesville, yeah, so.
All right.
He won't be there.
No, probably he won't. Not.
All right. That'll do it for tonight.
Dan Mullen might be there.
For Chris. For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, another stellar doubleheader by me. Good night, everybody, and God bless America! What?